When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and it is a Friday here. This is the... We have a little lull here.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the end of the Super Bowl and the NFL Scouting Combine in 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then things, after the Scouting Combine, things start to roll downhill. It's free agency's a couple weeks after that. Then, you know, once free agency starts to calm down a little bit, then you have the draft.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
pro
things,
days mixed in, and there's always news.
Yeah.
But there are a couple calms before the storm in the NFL season, and this is one of them, because what's happening right now.
Like, it's silly season right now, apparently.
Well, there is silly season, and there's rumors galore and all this. But it's one of the only times, if you're the Northwest area scout for the Chicago Bears, that you're in Chicago. You know, like, you live in your hometown and your area of the country. But this is one of the times where all the scouts come in, also the draft.
They don't even do that as much now, though, because they do it via Zoom.
I guess that's a good point. You're not even physically in the building, but they're having
their meetings
here, and they're prepping for the combine and prepping for free agency and basically scripting their first 10 plays of the offseason in a way.
Your boards, then you restack your draft boards a little bit. Not majorly.
No, so you're not fighting in the war room right now for is this safety 2 or 3. It's more like it's a really good safety class or this safety class stinks. Let's go. But it's good in free agency. You know, let's all agree on
where
our
you
needs.
Balance those things out.
Yeah. You know, let's
this. Yeah. Do we go the free agent route or do we go the draft route? Mm-hmm. Well, the draft isn't very strong in it this year, so we better look at free agency.
Exactly.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. And then you better be able to pivot because those plans can, you know, you can take a holding call on 3rd and 8 and then throw your script out. You know what I mean? Like, things don't always go that way. But I think right now they're all in the buildings quietly, not leaking stuff out, making their plans, having conversations. Should we pursue Justin Fields? You know, we want to upgrade a center, but there's free agents and there's draft. Which is the best approach? You know, whatever. You know, I mean, it's every team's having these conversations. And, you know, Steelers are no exception. There's new coaches getting acclimated to a new environment, too. I mean, they're in the office and they're meeting each other and they're starting to talk scheme and things like that, too. You know, the whole offensive staff of the Steelers.
Yeah.
So you don't get a lot of news. You don't get a lot of transactions right now.
Yeah. The quarterback stuff is driving me crazy.
I bet.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Every time I turn on any kind of social media, Steelers interested in this quarterback, Steelers interested in that quarterback, Steelers favorite landing spot for this quarterback, Steelers desperate for a quarterback. Desperate's a big word.
Desperate's a huge word.
There are some other teams out there that I can look at and say, that team is desperate for a quarterback.
The New
England Patriots are desperate for a quarterback.
Yeah, Atlanta. You
know, Atlanta is desperate for a quarterback.
Raiders. You know, and they're going to cut Jimmy G. And I mean,
it's done.
Desperate, Okay. Yeah, and I hope the national media or even our listeners are saying, oh, now that Trubisky's gone, the need's gone up. We knew this was coming. You know what I mean? Like, Rudolph hasn't signed anywhere else. You know, Fields hasn't been traded anywhere.
Rudolph is still under contract until March 13th.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the differences of Chooks and Trubisky and Harvin. They aren't. They can go sign with anyone. Yeah. Steelers kind of did them a favor.
Yeah.
You know, get on the market.
So I wrote a piece. I do my 5 for Friday every week.
Yeah.
I wrote a piece saying, hey, nothing has changed with the Steelers.
At every turn
this offseason, Mike Tomlin was asked at his season-ending press conference, is your starting quarterback on your roster?
Mm-hmm.
He said yes.
Mm-hmm.
When Art Rooney II spoke to the media, he said, we still believe in Kenny Pickett. We like what Mason Rudolph did last year. We'd like to have him back.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin says, we'd like to have Mason back, but we understand that he's a free agent and therefore can go somewhere else. So I write a piece today, like, all this other stuff is
conjecture.
Conjecture.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all it is. People are guessing. Here's what the Steelers actually said.
And nothing's changed at all with it.
And nothing has changed other than Mitch Trubisky is no longer in the equation, which
Everyone saw it coming. That coming. Yeah, yeah, that's not a shocker at all. They just did it earlier than most teams do with that one. You know,
immediately,
right?
I get a response. Well, so and so said that Mason Rudolph has decided that he's gonna look elsewhere. He would be a fool,
yeah,
if he didn't at least explore
absolutely
what else is out there.
Yeah, look elsewhere. Doesn't mean he's never coming back. I hate that organization.
You know, I'm gonna take the first couple of days of free agency, mm-hmm, see if I get any offers, and if I don't, or you give me a better offer, I'm coming back. You know, I'm gonna take where the best situation is, yeah, whether that be in Pittsburgh or somewhere else. That doesn't mean he's crossed the Steelers off of his list.
No, and I'm sure he has some idea where the Steelers at ballpark wise, yeah, contract. You know, like I'm sure there's been discussions with that. You know that. They're in this neighborhood, and yeah, maybe I could get another million out of them or whatever, right, you know, depending what's out
there. I'm sure that his agent has spoken and said, look, here's what we're willing to do. If somebody goes higher than that, give us a call.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll go from there.
I don't know how many different ways that they can say they would like to have Mason Rudolph back. Yeah. I don't know how many different ways they can say it.
Yeah.
And who could say it?
No one more important than the organization could say it, right?
No.
So I don't know this for a fact, but around this time last year after free agency had opened, Mason was out there for a while. Now, I think his stock has gone up dramatically from now since then, obviously. There's a lot less, you know,
there's real tape of him
being a starter, yeah, and all those things. But I also think, and we talked about this a little bit with Labs too earlier in the season, I'm sure he could have got a job before, but he was kind of holding out for the right one, you know? And I think not all free agents fit this bill. Some of them just want the biggest buck. You know, whatever's most important is most important to you. I think him more than others, and quarterbacks more than other positions, are looking for situations.
There's 32 starting jobs in the league. Yeah. 32.
Who can I compete with? No one's going to hand him one.
No.
You know, no one's going to hand him one.
So I'm looking here at Mike Clay's chart.
Yeah. It's a really good chart, by the way.
Pending free agents. And he has his quarterbacks, and he ranks them, but he doesn't break it down like the rankings.
They're not the rankings. Like, Matabuke was like his seventh defensive tackle. Yeah. I mean, he really should be two or three, but they're in the ballpark.
Ballpark stuff. And as we now know, Mitch Trubisky now added to this. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be added to this.
Russell Wilson's not official yet,
but
that's probably others. Yeah.
So it's Kirk Cousins,
mm-hmm,
Baker Mayfield. Those two guys probably get starting jobs.
I think they'll be one of
32. They'll be starters. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They'll probably be starters
in their same place.
Probably. When it's all said and done.
Like, I don't look too much into, again, it's not really conjecture, but I know Cousins said something recently. I have all the money I'll ever need. I'm very happy in Minnesota. That doesn't mean he's going to be back, but I don't know that he'll be like, give me the most money no matter what. We've talked about that one.
Yeah. I mean,
and he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, he may not throw a pass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Achilles injuries are serious.
Yeah.
They're worse than ACLs.
I would say, yeah, I 100% agree. I think it's like the worst injury that is sort of common in the NFL right now.
So
I don't know if anyone else is going to touch him at that point.
Then you got Gardner Minshew, and I think this next group is all kind of, they're all kind of in the same. Like, mm-hmm, I think Cousins and Mayfield stand out.
They had good enough years, especially Mayfield did.
And you might even squeeze Wilson into that group when he gets cut loose.
I was talking about this the other day, though, that you mentioned there's only 32 chairs that are.
Yeah.
I don't know if Wilson's going to get one. Well, I mean, especially if you think four or five rookies are going to get one by week four. You know, I mean, they might not start opening day one. But if you project who's a,
well, I think at least three rookies. I don't know if the other rookies go in the first round. I don't know if they're immediate starters.
I don't either. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But all of a sudden, Fields moves, you know, like there's not as many chairs as you think. I'm not sure Wilson gets one. I think Mayfield does.
Yeah.
Wilson will be in the mix, though.
Then you're looking at Minshew, Flacco, Brissett, Tannehill, Winston. And then after that, I think that's your second. Those are guys who were former starters who've,
or kind of overaged, or you know, right?
That okay, you,
or Minshew's a lifetime good backup that started a lot last.
But he
year.
Started a lot last
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
And then the next group after that, then you get the Tyrod Taylors, you got Josh Dobbs, you got Drew Locke, you got Mariota, Mason Rudolph, Sam Darnold. I think that's the next group down.
Yeah. not to fight you, but there's two guys I can't quite quit. It's Jameis Winston and Darnold.
I get it.
Like,
but
Mariota and Trubisky were also picked super high. I'm done with those guys. You know, those two.
How many times do we need to be told, though? And if Jameis Winston was good.
Yeah, I know.
New Orleans would have started him last year. Like, they were trying
He's been a backup for a long time.
They were trying to win a division last year, and Derek Carr was not good.
Right. I also don't think Darnold or Winston, for a lot of the stuff we talked about with Fields, is necessarily a fit here. Like, I'm not even thinking that through a Steelers eye because of turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just don't think that's the style of quarterback they're looking for. And Winston's not very mobile.
No, he's not. That's just not the situation. So I think Rudolph has pushed himself into that group of.
I might put him in the Minshew tier. That's a little rich.
I look at that group. Again, it's Minshew, Flacco, Brissett, Tannehill, Winston.
Yeah, he doesn't quite fit that tier because
those guys all have like 50 starts.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Flacco, Tannehill, et cetera. Yeah, he's probably the top of the next tier, though.
Yeah. So, I mean, then you're looking at, again, you're looking at Tyrod Taylor. You're looking at Drew Locke, Marcus Mariota, Mason Rudolph, guys who have shown some flashes.
Yeah.
Some more recently than others, but not quite.
He at least has momentum on his side.
Yeah. Like, nobody one out of that group that does.
Like, no, people might not have any
interest
in Mariota.
Maybe Tyrod Taylor you would look at the same way.
Yeah.
But I think that's what and those guys are more, hey, we're going to bring this guy in and let him compete with.
Probably a two. I mean, most of those guys scream backups.
Right.
You know, or not even short-term placeholders for the rookies.
Because then the group after that, you're looking at Easton Stick, Tyler Huntley, Carson Wentz, Trevor Siemian, Blaine Gabbert, P.J. Walker. I mean, these are not good football players.
Those are lifetime backups that will end up rich guys that don't play much football. And two of them might not even be on roster on draft day. You know, or minicamp time. You know, Wentz was out there forever. So, yeah, I mean, like, you're definitely not fishing in that part.
Like, I don't – this idea that somehow somebody's going to make Mason Rudolph some kind of crazy offer to come in and compete for a starting job somewhere else. I mean, honestly, how many starting jobs are going to be – okay, maybe Oakland or, Vegas, I should say.
Yeah.
Denver. This is assuming they get shut out of – Drafting one.
Yeah, but then, I mean, he's going to be signed somewhere before the draft.
Right, that's
the
problem.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, it'd be, he's going to have a job by then, whether here or there or somewhere. But put it in this way, like, I bring this up a lot on our show. If this were Bears Nation Radio, Seahawks Nation Radio, you know, 31 names Nation Radio insert here, would we be talking about Mason Rudolph for our team?
Probably not.
You know what I mean?
You'd be talking about, hey, let's go get Gardner Minshew, or let's go get Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. I'm like, Rudolph would be fine, but let's...
He's fifth on the list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's our third consolation prize or something like that. Boy, I kind of liked what he did at the end of the stint there with the Steelers. It'd be okay, but I'd like someone a little more mobile with a little more pedigree and aim a little bigger, you know?
I mean, I just remember, so when the Steelers played the Patriots...
Yeah.
And Trubisky was bad in that game, especially the first half of that game. He was awful.
He was brutal. Yeah.
Awful. And Greg Bedard, who covers the Patriots, texted me from the other side of the press box, and he said, "Boy, Trubisky is really bad here. Who's the backup?" And I said, "Mason Rudolph." He goes, "Oh, no wonder they're not going to the backup."
Yeah.
Like there's just that.
There's a weird perception about.
There's
him,
a perception out there that Mason Rudolph isn't good. Has never been good.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't necessarily agreed with that.
Right.
I mean, he did good things in 2019 that people just want to gloss over.
Yeah, if you study game by game and, you know, the actual
and it's
situation.
It's kind of the same way with
context.
Kenny Pickett has done some good things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not all been good, nor was it all good with Mason Rudolph.
Right.
But Mason Rudolph got better.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody wants to come up with come to the conclusion that maybe Kenny Pickett could continue to get better as well.
Sure. Brock Purdy's gotten a lot better. I mean, someone's the same age, you know. It's funny, like the Patriots, though, maybe if I was on Patriots Nation Radio, I'd be like, Rudolph isn't so bad. You know, I mean, I wouldn't want him backing up the LSU kid because they're so different.
Yeah.
You know, that's also one of the things that holds against Rudolph, too, is, hey, he's a good player, but that's not the style we're looking for, you know. So And I don't think the Steelers are. I mean, I think they like him, but I think they would like a mobile guy too. I mean, not necessarily Fields runner.
I think the key or one of the key comments of the offseason thus far for the Steelers has been what Art the Second said when he said when Mason was in there, we saw what our offense can look like with a competent quarterback.
Yeah.
Running.
And I think he followed up by the quarterback play has to be better.
The quarterback play has to be better.
Yeah.
Pickett understands that. They've talked about it. Tomlin said they talked about it.
I bet if you sit between us right now, I'd be like, yeah,
I got to be
better. Right.
Yeah,
I need better. Our quarterback play needs to be better, especially me. I'm sure that's exactly how it's.
But
say,
so much of that was just Mason Rudolph coming to a point in his career where I think things kind of meshed with him.
Slowed down a little
bit. It slowed down a little bit. And so, you know, I don't know that Pickett can't get there before next year.
I thought Pickett was swimming more than I expected this season.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of playing frenetically and dropping his eyes and running into stuff you didn't see as much early in his career. He fell into some bad habits, which I don't think he was super comfortable in the offense either.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's
going to be another addition to quarterback.
There's going to be an addition.
Right.
It's not going to be Kirk Cousins.
I don't think so either.
You know, it's not going to be Baker Mayfield.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah. You know, maybe you trade for Justin Fields, but only I think
that's the biggest move possible to me.
But the only way that somebody tweeted something out today, the Steelers are going to trade their first round pick for Justin Fields. No. You know, to me, I think if the price is right, and if by that time you'll know whether or not you have Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
I think ideally they would like Pickett and Rudolph. And then maybe draft
and maybe
one.
A rookie or something, right? You know they're going to go to camp with four.
It's not going to be drafting one in the first or second rounds, though.
I don't think so either. Whoever the fourth guy is has no chance this year because there's going to be two new bodies in Pickett all fighting for playing time, and maybe the third guy has no chance the way it falls out. So there will be three new quarterbacks employed by this team, but I don't know that one or two of them have any chance. You know what I mean? But there's a lot to come. I mean, say they're desperate. I mean, this has been the plan all along.
Yeah.
This just doesn't.
They have a starter on the roster under contract, who in the previous two seasons has gone 14-10.
Yeah,
that is not desperation. The New England Patriots don't have quarterback.
No, they don't have quarterback. They're another one. They're like Atlanta.
The Denver Broncos aren't going to have a quarterback.
No, and who was the other one I was thinking? I don't know. There was two or three bad ones. Oh, the Raiders. Yeah.
And those teams aren't in position necessarily to draft. They're not going to be in position. They're going to have to make a move to go get a guy that they can start right away.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's a better chance one of those teams has a true journeyman, settles for Russell Wilson for a year type of deal, and then maybe picks the top of draft next year.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. So we'll see. I mean, I had something to say about that, but it slipped my mind.
Yeah. Let's get to a break.
Yeah.
He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Hey, Steeler fans, you can gear up with the latest sideline apparel, hats, or jerseys of your favorite players, authentic memorabilia, custom items, and exclusives you can only find directly from the team at one of the official Steelers Pro Shops. They're located at Akershire Stadium, Grove City Premium Outlets, or Tanger Outlets, or you can visit online at shop.steelers.com. And this is the time of the year for lists.
No, it is, without question.
And with free agency coming up here in a few weeks, I thought we'd take a look here at, the 33rd team has put out their list of the NFL free agency's top 100 players available.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, these guys at the top are going to be expensive.
Or they're going to get franchised and never hit the market
right.
And, you know, are never going to change teams or, you know, are going to hold out on a franchise tag. Like, usually the top 10 on this list
don't make
as many waves as you think. Yeah. Right.
So number one on their list is Chris Jones.
Okay.
Which, for understandable reasons,
sure.
He's 29 years old. He's had double-digit sacks the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a superstar.
Number two is Kirk Cousins.
Position carries a lot of weight there.
Yeah,
I mean, he's going to get a big contract somewhere.
Yeah. But he is going to be 36
before
next year. That's
coming off a big injury.
Number three, Josh Allen with the Jaguars.
Yeah, I think he'll get franchised too.
Number four, T. Higgins.
I think he's leaning more and more towards staying in Cincinnati and losing Boyd and those guys. But if he hits the open market, he's going to get paid heavy by like a Panthers.
Carolina
team.
would be crazy.
Whatever they want.
I mean, you know, he's a Clemson guy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to sell tickets somehow. even if they put the franchise tag on him.
You can still entertain trades.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, no, I don't think he's either going to be super pricey somewhere or he's staying in Cincy.
And the problem that Carolina has is they don't have a first-round draft pick.
No, first-round pick.
Now, they get the first pick of the second round.
Yeah, and that's valuable. And they have a lot of cap space.
But that's not going to get you necessarily. No. I mean, they'll have a shot at a good receiver.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's Higgins, a good receiver draft.
Higgins was a second-round draft pick.
Early second.
Yeah.
I mean, but you'd be thrilled if you got somebody like him in the early second-round pick.
Yeah. But you're getting a more complete package.
You know what you're buying. He'd be a one for them immediately.
Five is Christian Wilkins.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I mean, I think he's going to get paid.
He's expensive.
Especially if Jones gets franchise. Well, they can't franchise tag Jones again.
No, they can't. They can franchise Snead and extend Jones.
Yeah.
You know.
Six is Justin Madubuike.
Yeah. I mean, the D-tackle class
three defensive
is rich.
Tackles in the top six.
Yeah, they're pricey.
And this is not a good defensive tackle draft.
No. I mean, if you're needy.
Kind of lends itself to that.
Yeah, 100%. And they're just good young players. You know, they're sending players.
Seven is Jalen Johnson, which is why the Steelers were interested, or at least reported to be interested, in acquiring him at the trade deadline last year. Like, he is good.
He's had a really good season. So, corner note, and this will apply to Snead as well. I forget who I was listening to, but they were talking about just corner contracts. It's a volatile position. I mean, that's one thing about Pro Football Focus is they've kind of showed the world that it's corners aren't super consistent.
Yeah,
year
this
to
guy
year.
Is really good this year, not so good the next.
Yeah, and a lot of the biggest contracts that in the corner world right now aren't great contracts. Yeah. Like, they looked fine when they signed them. You know, Jari Alexander's making like $21 million. He's number one. You know, Tre'Davious White's on that list. You know, Zaven Howard. You don't always know what you're buying, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And Johnson and Snead are going to be expensive.
Well, the reason for that is the difference between a completion and an incompletion in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're often talking about a fingernail.
Then, like, nothing. Right, yeah. Right. 100%. Mm-hmm. Or he's on a team and they change schemes on him. You know,
Or last year you played a bunch of garbage quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. This year you're playing the best.
Or you had a great pass rush or bad pass rush. Right. You're a little dependent.
Yeah. But he's 24. That's what.
No, he's gonna make a ton. Yeah, I think he might get franchised too. They got a lot of money.
Eight is Brian Burns with the Panthers.
I wonder what they do with him. You know, like
they could have traded him.
Sounds like several times
and didn't do so.
Mm-hmm.
If I was them, I would at least put the franchise tag on him and see if somebody wants to trade you there first for him.
Yeah.
All the better.
Yeah,
because you're in a. It's not like you're winning now.
Yeah, and he's in his prime. He's one of your only assets you could get something for, is what I'm saying. You know, so, and they probably screwed up not moving him earlier because he's good.
He's still just 25, and he's good. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Nine
and a contender would want him.
Yeah, nine is L'Jarius Snead.
Mm-hmm. Him and Johnson are kind of neck and neck.
Yeah. 10 is Antoine Winfield Jr.
Also a franchise tag candidate. Yeah. The safeties aren't super expensive to franchise, and he's quite good.
At 11 is Mike Evans.
Wonder if they'll be able to keep both.
I don't think they can keep both.
Yeah, and Baker.
And Baker. Right. Yeah, they've got some big ticket items that they're going to pay for.
Yeah, I just can't almost picture Evans in another uniform, but man, if I'm him.
He's 30 years old and.
Go to Kansas City or something.
If I'm Tampa, I'm not interested necessarily in signing him to a long term deal.
If I'm the Bucs, too, you got to evaluate yourself and be like, we thought, you know, we had all kinds of dead cap space and stuff like that this year. You outkicked your coverage by getting in the playoffs. Don't think. We sign into a 2-year deal, we're a contender again.
Yeah.
You know, like, you might want to take a step back.
Get
younger.
12 is Michael Pittman.
I think he's not leaving either.
Yeah. 13, they have Bryce Huff with their Jets.
Mm. He could be on the move, but he's such a specialty guy.
Kind of rich for me for him.
Yeah, I can't believe
he's number 13.
He's an undersized speedball edge rusher.
Yeah.
I mean, he even wouldn't have been an every down player for LeBeau's Steelers.
He's essentially, right now, he's Nick Herbig.
Yeah. He's their
version
of that.
That's what you would hope Herbig turns into.
Exactly. Yeah. He's a smaller, not every down player, but he's very productive per snap.
14 is Danielle Hunter.
Mm. They say his age, is he 28?
He's 30.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll get paid as much as people think. He's still really good.
Yeah.
But I don't think he'll be, like, Burns is worth more than him.
Yeah. 15 is Tyron Smith. Same thing. I
kind of feel like Dallas or bust for him.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just.
Does he want to move at this point in his career?
Right. I mean, he's a Ring of Honor guy, maybe Hall of Fame guy. That's why I always feel that way with Evans. But Evans financially doesn't make as much sense as Smith to Dallas.
16 is Kyle Duggar.
They were talking of franchising him. That seems a little rich to me, but safeties aren't that hard to franchise.
Well, their problem is at 17 is Michael Onwenu.
Yeah. Actually, both their tackles are up. Trent Brown's up, yeah, too, and Onwenu.
They should probably, if they're going to franchise anybody, it should be Onwenu.
I would think.
A young offensive lineman, mm-hmm, like...
He's the one tackle I mentioned I would at least kick the tires on if he hit the open market, because they screwed with him, too. They always made him a guard and a tackle and both tackles. Just leave him at right tackle. He's good.
18 is Jonathan Greenard.
He made some money for himself this year.
Yeah, he had a good year.
Yeah, I don't think he'll franchise him, but they'd love to bring him back, and they have money.
19 is Kevin Dotson, and...
Yeah. Hey, I wish him the best.
I do, too. I do, too.
That seems so pro football focused generated.
That seems pretty rich. For a guard, and for B to say that he's the number one guard available.
It's not a good guard class, but even that he's a top 20 player, yeah, period. He's had one good year.
Yeah.
And he is young, and he had a very good year. I didn't study every snap. But nobody on the planet was like, I can't believe the Steelers only got a 6th-round pick for him. He's unbelievable. Yeah, they were happy to get anything for him.
Yeah. 20, Xavier McKinney.
Yeah. I thought he'd be sleeperish, you know, that you get him a little cheaper than you can. Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, he's 24 years old. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing is getting some of these guys at that age.
At that age. Yeah. I mean, then you're competing with like the Bears that have a ton of money. Yeah. It's a young team, and you're probably not going to win that battle.
21 is Cameron Curl.
He's franchised last year. People, yeah, were like, who the heck's Cameron Curl?
Which probably sets his market a little higher than
probably. He actually probably takes a pay cut, but at least he has a 2 or 3
long-term
year
deal. Yeah. 22 is Calvin Ridley.
I don't know what he'll make. He's a lot older than people think.
Yeah.
He's been suspended. He's been injured. He didn't
have a great year last year.
I mean, people talked about like, well, Lawrence finally got his digs like Allen got, his Hill that Tua got, you know, A.J. Brown that Hurts got when they made that trade.
Didn't happen.
He's not as good as those guys.
Yeah.
You know.
23 is Kenny Moore. That's the first guy on the list here that if I were the Steelers, I would kick the tires on that.
Personality and position would fit in tremendous.
I mean, he might be, he's certainly in the top 5 nickel corners in the league.
And he would play outside too in their 2-corner. I don't know if he would here or not. You think ideally he wouldn't. But he's not young.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you might be able to get him not at a discounted price, but mm-hmm, not as expensive as what you'd think for a cornerback who's number 23 on this list.
Yeah. Slot only. Up in age.
Yeah.
You know, so that those are two big negatives just in terms of payment.
24, Marquise Brown.
I'm still a fan. I think he's a 2. I think he's a really good 2.
But it's in the right offense. There are going to be offenses he doesn't fit at all.
Right.
Including this one.
Yeah, I don't think he fits here at all. He'd be here, he'd be a 3 and a really, really good one.
You have that. Essentially, you have him in Calvin Austin.
Yeah.
Or a very similar style player.
I don't think they want little guys.
Right. I mean, you want to have your wide receivers who can essentially block.
Like if I'm the Cardinals and I can get a good deal with him and McBride and draft Harrison, we're loaded now.
Yeah, now you're
right.
Good.
Yeah.
25, Saquon Barkley.
I wonder if Brown will make more than he should in Lake Carolina.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah. 25 is Barkley.
I think there's a chance he moves. Yeah. Keep here in Houston with him.
Yeah. 26 is Chidobe Awuzie.
See, I think that's the corner market the Steelers will have to look if they're going to.
And he's like 29.
Yeah.
I'd rather sign a slot
and draft
that I know is good and draft the outside guy.
Especially if Peterson's back at maybe a discount price, too, and he can hold down the fort and mentor those guys or whatever. I don't like the Awuzie neighborhood.
No.
Because they're going to be expensive.
He's not good enough to be what.
Yeah. Those top 2 may never hit the market, and then all the corner needy teams are going to give him more than he wants, and I don't want to get in that bidding war.
Yeah. 27 is DJ Reader.
I'm a believer there.
I don't know where when he plays, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem
with
him.
There's a couple guys coming off injury.
28 is Kendall Fuller.
He's kind of like Awuzie to me. He's a little more versatile, but he's not going to be cheap.
No, he's not going to be
cheap. Is he 29-ish?
Yeah. 29 is Frankie Louvu.
If I were to spend on a backer, a true linebacker, he would be the guy. I don't think he's going to make like Tremaine Edmonds money, though.
No, but I think he'll get
10.
Decent money, yeah.
Yeah.
30 is Kevin Zeitler. He's 34.
Yeah. I mean,
like that, whoever signs him is basically a 1-year deal.
I would think the Ravens will try to bring him back. run it back, you know.
I don't think they're going to have the money, though.
I know. They got a lot of things to do.
31 is Connor Williams.
I'm a big fan. He just is coming off a big injury right
Another
now.
One coming off a huge injury.
He was a tackle at Texas, guard with the Cowboys, really found a home at center with the Dolphins. But if you could get him 80 cents on the dollar because of the injury, maybe. I mean, it's, injuries are hard to comment on, but he'd be very useful.
32, I'm surprised he's this low, as Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Seattle can't let him go after trading a second-round draft pick for him for half a season. That would be
I never understood the trade to begin with.
Crazy.
As much as they
I understand they got new people in charge out there, but you still have to look at this guy. We traded our second-round pick this year for this guy. We can't let him walk.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. I don't know what to think of him. I definitely don't think he's one of the Tier 1 guys. He's getting up in age quick. He doesn't have a ton of sacks lately, but he's not just a run stuffer. He's kind of like 80% of Cam Hayward.
Yeah. 33 is Trent Brown.
If you keep him motivated
I'm
and
not
lean,
a fan of his.
It's hard to count those
He's another one of these offensive tackles that have gotten paid a ridiculous amount of money for being average at best.
Yeah, that's what you get on the open market. I mean, if you're going to pay him as a starter, you're going to get an average left or right tackle. I think he's more comfortable on the left. He's massive, but he's 30 probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 34, Robert Hunt with the Dolphins. Dolphins have some serious
offensive line issues. Yeah, and Wilkins.
Yeah.
He's
and they're $40 million over the cap.
Yeah. I think the Dolphins' days are numbered.
35, Jonah Jackson with the Lions. Another
I'm
guard.
A big Jonah Jackson fan. These guys are pure guards, though.
Yeah.
I mean, the Steelers won't be in that market unless they have this big plan to put Daniels at center or something, which I don't know if that's true.
36 is Chase Young. That's more in reputation.
He feels like Clowney to me.
Yeah.
He seems like a mercenary.
At least
now.
Unlike Clowney, he's not in the top 10 because of his name.
Because of his name. People realize he's a little bit damaged goods.
37, Azeez Al-Shaair with the Tennessee Titans.
Well, it's high for him. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested in that. I was interested a year ago. He would fit in well. I don't think he'd be crazy expensive.
38, Baker Mayfield.
We talked about him, yeah.
Yeah. 39, Josh Jacobs.
I wonder what's going to happen to some of these backs.
I think he ends up re-signing with the Raiders.
Maybe. I mean, I can't see something great happening for him and Eckler and some of these guys. He had a bad year, right? And he's at a bad age.
40 is Derrick Henry.
See, I think he can still go.
Yeah.
You know, in a contender, maybe Dallas, somebody like that says, let's run it back and try to win.
41 is Lavonte David.
He's like Evans. I mean, are they going to keep bringing back the old dudes there that can still play?
Can't keep them all.
Yeah.
They've already got four of the top 41 players on
here. A lot of bucks on that list, right? And they have other needs in addition to.
42 is Patrick Queen.
I think he'll get paid a lot and be a cap casualty in 2 years.
Yeah, right. 43, Steven Nelson.
He's been around a long time, but he's coming off a pretty good year.
But he's old. He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
44.
Would you kick the tires on him again?
No.
I mean, I think it's going to be expensive.
Yeah. 44, Geno Stone.
He'll get a bump. I mean, he hasn't made anything. He'll be a starter somewhere.
Yeah.
Doesn't super excite me.
Doesn't excite
There's
me
other
either.
Safeties I'd rather invest in, I think.
Yeah. 45, Dalton Schultz.
He'll be, you know, $10 million a year type of guy.
You a believer now in Dalton Schultz?
I think he's good. I mean, there's a lot of good
things. You hated him before.
He never ends up on my fantasy team. But they should probably bring him back.
They probably should.
Yeah, they got money and they're trying to win.
46 is Andre James.
Another good center. I know the centers people aren't going to be excited about. Cushenberry's going to be coming up on this list at some point. But they keep getting better, and they're not brand name dudes, but they're quality centers.
47 is Jadeveon Clowney.
Coming off a great year.
It's funny. He had his best year, and now he's down in the 40s.
Yeah.
When he was not doing anything, he's up in the top 10.
Up in 10. Because, whoa, former first-round pick. It looks like Predator. You know, right?
48, Jonah Williams. That might even be too high for him. He stinks.
Like, I might rather pay Chooks than Jonah Williams. Yeah. You know, not as much, you know.
And 49, Za'Darius Smith.
I bet his contract goes down.
He really didn't do much last year.
He was fine. Yeah. He wasn't a difference maker, though.
And then 50 is Andrew Van Ginkle with the Dolphins.
Yeah,
another Dolphin
on
there.
Yeah, Dolphins are in trouble.
They're a bunch of holes.
And they haven't signed Tua yet.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they got a lot going. They pushed all their chips in, you know, in Ramsey trades and some of these expensive stuff. Van Ginkle's a good player.
Yeah.
He'll be a starting edge slash
somewhere
3-4 outside linebacker type.
Yeah. Let's get to the second half of this list when we return.
Okay.
He is Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We're doing the 33rd team's top 100 free agents for the upcoming season here. And still no Steelers listed on here.
That's a nice part about the offseason.
We may not
right.
see a Steeler listed in this top 100.
We may have said one that's going to be a future Steeler, but we didn't say any that they're losing.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get to the rest of this list when we return right after this. Welcome back to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and we're going over the 33rd team's top 100 free agents for the upcoming free agency period, which starts March 13th.
Yep.
And we're down to the...
March 13th, man. That's right around the corner.
It's not that far. We'll be getting back from the combine and heading right into free agency here.
Okay.
So at 51, Josh Uche with the Patriots.
He's another specialty player. We talked about Huff with the Jets. Speedball off the edge, can drop into coverage a little bit, not an every down player. Doesn't fit the Steelers, but he's. I like what he does.
I think he could be an inside linebacker.
Yeah, you go there a lot with him, and I'm open to the idea, you know, and it's kind of a Timmons, I'm thinking, you're mentioning.
Just go get the football.
I mean, he plays in space well. He's not just a rusher. I mean, I like the guy, the player a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's fast. He's got the speed. Yeah. The trigger's there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just add that to the equation.
Mm-hmm.
At 52, Noah Fant.
I'm not quite done with him. Seattle's
always talent there.
There's talent there. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if he goes to the right system. Maybe he's on a fantasy squad again, you know, in his career.
53, Tony Pollard. All the way down to 53.
I think he proved that he's not an every down back.
He's not an every down back.
Yeah.
He's a third down type second back.
Yeah, change of pace.
Yeah.
But he could be better at that. I mean, he finished the season pretty strong.
I mean, let's put it this way. Would you rather have Jaylen Warren or Tony Pollard?
All things considered, wear and tear, age, expense, definitely Warren.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Pollard's...
But I think their skill set, I think what you need them to do is similar.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's a 50% of the carries guy.
Yeah.
You know, touches.
Tyler Biadasz.
Quality center.
Yeah.
I mean, he's another Cowboy. Cowboys have some guys on this list on offense.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, he's a quality center. He'll be one of the top. He'll be one of the 32. He'd be an upgrade here, but he's not Mike Webster.
No. 55 is Austin Ekeler.
I don't know what his career is going to go either.
He might be shot.
And maybe.
Put it this way. The Cowboys aren't re-signing Tony Pollard and bringing in Austin Ekeler and saying, hey, we solved our running back issues.
No. And I don't think he's what Harbaugh wants anymore either.
No.
He wants Derrick Henry.
Yeah. 56, Dalton Reisner with the Vikings. Another interior.
Yeah, pure guard, basically. Yeah. But a good one. I mean, there's a handful of decent guards out there.
Yeah, the interior's
not bad.
Good.
Not bad.
57, Gabe Davis.
He's not for me.
Yeah.
He's all flash and not consistent.
58, Lloyd Cushenberry with the Broncos.
I think he might be the best center on the market. Him and, Williams from Miami.
Except he's healthy.
He's healthy, yeah. I think he's going to be expensive. I mean, I think he's $12 million a year, something like that.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be solved. I mean, it would be kind of like the Harding signing, you know?
59, Calais Campbell.
Who knows?
I mean, that's got to be wherever he goes, a one-year deal. He's 39 years old.
100%. I assume he still wants to play.
But he was still effective last year.
Yeah, yeah.
60, DeNico Autry.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's under the radar, more of a run stuffer. I bet he gets paid pretty decently. How old is he?
33.
I was thinking he was like 31. Maybe that's a one-year deal, too.
Yeah. 61, Jordan Fuller.
I get the Fullers mixed up. There's two Fuller corners.
He's the safety.
He's the safety
with the Rams.
I think he also can play the slot just like the other Fuller. I don't know what he'd cost. How old is he?
He is 26.
I thought he might be a little older.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
No, not awful.
Yeah, I mean, that's a consideration.
Yeah. 62, Stephon Gilmore.
I think that, not that he's done, it's just he's now at contender or bust level, one-year deal.
He's 33.
He can still play, but I don't think you'd go that route.
63 is C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Maybe. I mean, he's kind of a lunatic by all accounts.
He's more than kind of a lunatic.
Right. I mean, he fights with teammates, he fights with opponents, but he sets the tone, and he's physical, and he can play the slot. If you can manage him or you know what makes him tick— Maybe.
You might be wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You might have an idea about that stuff.
You guys putting microphones in his face might be happy he's here.
64, Grover Stewart.
He's another good player.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get a lot of... how old is he?
Grover Stewart is
definitely much more of a
30.
Run stuffer. But he's good at what he does.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
it's a quality player. Yeah.
65, Jacoby Brissett.
I'm a big
lover. Your love affair there.
I mean, it wouldn't be plan A for me if I was a Steeler quarterback, but situation. But if you went with Pickett and Brissett, I'd roll the dice and say it's not too bad.
66, Darnell Mooney.
Yeah,
not for me.
Yeah, he was kind of a flash in the pan. He's little.
67, Bobby Wagner.
Didn't have a great year.
He did not.
I wonder if he hangs it up.
68, Jordan Brooks.
That's interesting. I mean, that's a late first-round pick. Good tester. I think he missed a whole year of his career with an injury. Probably 26-ish.
He's 26. He had 62 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 8 tackles for a loss, 5 quarterback hits, an interception, and a touchdown last year. So he kind of does some things across the board.
I don't think he's...
I think he might just be coming into... This is the problem with drafting these guys,
right.
Is that it takes them 3 or 4 years to finally get it. Well, he missed a year with injury.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just coming into getting it
now.
That's
what I say. Now might be the time to buy him.
Yeah.
You know, and you get 2 really good years out of him or 3 really good years out of him. Of the linebacker options, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
69 is Devin White.
See, I'm not there with him.
Yeah.
I mean, his highlight reel is awesome.
I just think he's...
I think he's properly ranked here.
Yeah.
Like, some people will be like, why isn't he in the top 20?
Why isn't he? Because the name is not...
No,
has
right.
not matched the production.
No. You're getting in. And let's be fair, maybe year 5 and 6 are better.
Maybe they're
better.
He
calms down a little bit, and you get lightning in a bottle. Maybe. I mean, you'd have to know his knowledge of the game and all those type of things.
I mean, he's better than Devin Bush.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But that's not saying a whole
lot.
No,
I mean, Bush can't.
we haven't seen Devin Bush on here yet.
Isn't going to be in the just missed list either.
70, Ryan Tannehill.
Of course we're going to talk about him.
We have talked about him some.
He and the entire offense last year was really bad. He was behind the worst line in the league, though.
With below average
average receivers.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much he played last year because he got hurt.
He started 8 games.
Only 8, okay. But I think his mind, and he's still a good athlete. I mean, he's not the wide receiver he was at Texas A&M as a college sophomore. Has value, and I think he's more than just a Flacco old man placeholder big brother. I don't know if he's one of the best 32 quarterbacks on the planet anymore. But if the Steelers signed him, the big brother placeholder stuff would have value. Maybe not placeholder, but the big brother.
I think he would have more value. He would have more value in Pittsburgh now than maybe anywhere else as the number 2.
Yeah,
because he knows the offense.
Right, right, right.
He's not going to need a ton of snaps and training camp next year because he knows the offense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that people think, how do we compete with Mahomes with Pickett and Tannehill? Well, this isn't a bad option, all things considered, in my opinion. You know.
Well, here's the thing: if you're going to go the route of going with Pickett, a veteran backup,
and maybe a third round, pick.
And drafting one in the 3rd or 4th round. Tannehill's the perfect guy for that.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need any snaps and very few.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you could say, well, you know, Pickett's going to be the starter. Tannehill's your backup. Mm-hmm. And you can get the rookie all kinds of snaps.
And if Pickett looks terrible, he has a short leash.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I would assume. I don't think that's a bad setup. It's not overwhelming but it's not a bad setup, all things considered. And it could have a lot of value elsewhere.
71, Donovan Smith.
Ugh.
Yuck.
Wow.
72, Odell Beckham Jr. Yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
73, Ezra Cleveland, guard with the Jaguars.
Pure guard, yeah. I am curious, what does someone pay Odell this year?
Not $15 million.
I bet it's 5, 3. You know, right.
And he might just say no.
Yeah, I'll just go do TikTok stuff and be a celebrity somewhere else.
74, Durance Armstrong, edge rusher with the Cowboys.
Ascending player. Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't fit here. And they're not after that position, but...
75 is John Runyon with the Packers, another guard.
Pure guard, yeah. Dad was a player in the league.
76, Miles Bryant, cornerback with the Patriots.
Miles Bryant, why do I not know him?
26.
Okay.
65 tackles last year, 7 tackles for a loss, 7 pass defenses, and an interception.
Well, they play a lot of man.
And he was a slot.
Okay.
That Could be.
I need to work in. I mean, I know the name. I just don't know much about him. Didn't realize he was their true slot.
Yeah.
Part of one of the best defenses in the league, in my opinion.
Seven tackles for a loss out of the slot. I mean, that's that's what you're looking for.
I'm going to dig into him when I get home. I mean, like, that's the profile you're looking for. Yeah. He can't be super expensive.
He's 26. He's not going to be super expensive.
No.
77, Julian Blackman. We've talked
that's
about him.
That's another really good option to me. Yeah. What do they say about him? Anything special?
You know, he's a single high safety.
Yeah, so he's more free.
But moved down to the box the last two seasons. Closer to the ball has helped him. He's an effective tackler.
He's a quality player. Yeah. What, he's 26, something like that, too?
25.
Oh, wow.
Tore his Achilles in 2021, but he looks like he's back from that.
A long time ago, yeah.
So, yeah, I think he would be a guy that would fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's probably $4 or $5 million.
78, Josie Jewell.
It's okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't. I mean, I think he's a starting linebacker, but I'd kind of want to do
like
better.
To do better.
Yeah.
79, DeAndre Swift.
The he lands in the right place. Yeah. He could do well.
80, Gerald Everett.
I don't think he'll be back. I mean, they want a blocking tight end.
Yeah. 81, Derek Barnett, who was with the Texans last year.
Yeah, he's former first-round pick that's bounced around. 4-3 end.
82, Kendrick Bourne.
That's not a bad one either, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a... We talked about a couple cheap options. Who are some of the names? Like Westbrook Akine we've thrown out there. Bourne's had some injuries, but he's not bad.
No. 83, Sheldon Rankins.
You'd have to weigh him against Ogunjobi. Maybe it's about the same to me.
Well, he'd be heavier.
He'd be a little heavier, yeah.
84, Terrell Dodson. Mentioned him a little when we were talking about linebackers.
Yeah. I don't know a ton about him, but he's would be in the mix.
Yeah. 85, Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
86, Oren Burks with the San Francisco 49ers. The Super Bowl tape isn't going to do him
a lot. No, he got picked on, of course. He got thrown in the mix.
87, Leonard Floyd.
Pure edge guy, long, former first-round pick. I'd probably have him higher on the list.
88, Tyre Tart.
Nose tackle type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
Big dude.
89, Micah Hyde. Old dude.
Old dude.
90, Curtis Samuel.
He's
often
still
injured
sort
dude.
Of intrigues me, but yeah, hard to count on.
91, John Simpson with the Ravens.
Another pure guard, but
yeah,
he's a name we haven't brought up. It's just another dude they have to deal
with.
Yeah,
right, they're going to lose some of these guys. 92, Jermaine Illuminor with the Raiders.
He's a tackle that's gotten better and better. Yeah. I mean, if at the right price you shoved him in at right tackle for the next 2 years, probably wouldn't have, he'd be fine.
So 93 is Jeremy Chinn.
He's another one I'd kick the tires on.
Yeah.
He'd fall out of favor, but it's a weird environment there.
Yeah. 94, Tyler Boyd.
Could he come home if he got cut?
I don't see that.
It'd be a latent free agency type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
95, Gardner Minshew.
He's going to have more value than that.
96, Deshaun Elliott with the Dolphins.
That's not bad.
Another one the Dolphins are probably going to lose.
Yeah, they probably are.
97, Damian Lewis, guard with the Seahawks.
Your guard again,
98, Tyquan Lewis, edge rusher for the Colts. They got some guys on this list, too.
Yeah, they have more than I thought.
99, Mekhi Becton, and then 100 is Fletcher Cox.
Becton would have to be the right price, and you couldn't count on to be definitely the starter.
No. But that's your 100, and not a Steeler on there.
Not a Steeler on there.
And if we did the next 50, you might have one Steeler on there.
Maybe, right. And there was a lot of names we brought up at other positions, Jordan Whitehead and guys like that we didn't mention that would be good fits here.
So I think you, if you play your cards right, you can get some, not bargains, but because you never get a bargain on the free agency market. But guys that can come in and help that aren't going to break the bank.
Yeah, that are... Third day of free agency, a week into free agency, not 12:01. Right.
Absolutely. And Mason Rudolph was not on there.
No. I mean, who was the quarterback right ahead of Minshew?
No, Tyler
Huntley.
Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Rudolph than Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, Huntley doesn't do it for me. No. Minshew, I'd understand.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get to another break. That's going to do it for hour number one of the drive. We'll be back with hour number two right after this.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got
to
change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get in the
zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free. Get in the
zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.